And we're live here, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on rbnlive.com. And we're here with John Alstafis. John, what do you think about this stuff? And I'll be right back up. I'm trying to fix something with my phone, so if you could continue on for a minute, and I'll be back.
Well, we're back with Deanne Burley's show here on Truth Radio. I guess Deanne.
We're on RBN.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm going to have to cut for a minute until I can get this thing fixed with my phone, and I'll be right back up. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
I just want to reiterate a little bit on Deanne's warning. She's had a couple of people call that. These aren't just your normal everyday call of someone calling up and saying, hey, we got a problem here. It was actually, I'm going to say semi-military, of warnings that Washington is getting ready to do an action. And, you know, the force of Washington is being moved into Virginia, I believe. We have one of our representatives of Loren Ray is moving out of California. She's gone towards Canada, I believe, and I'm not sure if it's just for a meeting or if she got right out of California completely because there's something going to happen. She seems to be on the inside. She's a scientist and works with a college out there in Berkeley. And all of a sudden to have an action like that where she's been concreted in an area to get up and move, that's an indicator. It's like 50,000 people could have been in the 9/11 towers. But only 3,000 people were there. A lot of people knew what was going on, and yet they say, "Oh, it's the theory of something possibly happening." It's not a theory; it's a statistical fact. We have a statistical fact happening in front of us right now. If you look at the criteria of terrorism that the governments are creating against us, the WTO World Order, they bombed and raised heck in Spain. They bombed the subways in England. They've done stuff in the Middle East. They had 9/11 take place. Things aren't happening. They've got the ships doing circles in the little bay around Iran and Iraq. And that's a huge fleet of armada of ships that were supposed to be pulling the trigger and shooting their cannons right now. They're still sailing in circles. Or maybe they're supposed to be destroyed, so it's the other Pearl Harbor, and we have reason to go over there. But yet, they really, it would. I want to say, damn the American Navy so hard that maybe we wouldn't be the controllers of the world anymore, as far as what we see physically. And we got the break coming up again. We'll be right back. It's the Deanne Burley Show on Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Sweet dreams are made of these. We're on RBN Republic Broadcasting, and I'm your host, Deanne Burley, with John Alastasis, and we're talking about the things that you should be aware of. And we've been talking about the, you know, issue with the gas and the situation of, I would say, I would heighten alert, kind of like Lost in Space robot, warning, Will Robinson type of alert. You know, again, they would do something now to cover up all these other scandals, and they don't want anybody to know what they're doing. So the only way that they can do it is with another terrorist attack. And they have a history of it. You know, it's been going on for quite a while. It's not something brand new. So, you know, John, you want to mention something on this, or what do you think about the possibility of another attack? John Alastasis?
As far as the 9/11, with the only 3,000 people being when they could have been 50,000 people, statistically showed that people knew what was going on. It wasn't a misnomer that it happened. It's not a misnomer that all these terrorist attacks are being created by the WTO, and it's also not. It's also a fact that the WTO is ready to do another item. I mean, their agenda is under motion. As I was telling about the naval ships in Iran. They have a whole armada of ships out there in dual circles that cost a pile of money. You've got a bunch of people out there all orchestrated. They have people on the ground already semi-infiltrating the country, you know, and declaring that they're a nuclear threat. They may be a nuclear threat because, as the president of Iran was doing the gestures of the Illuminati, as I'm telling about, like, the flag being on the president's shoulder in the wrong direction. There's Illuminati gestures of putting their hands on their chest, of holding their fingers in the their pinky out, their forefinger out is it's the devil's signal or whatever. And you're seeing special handshakes. Well, the president of Iran did that when he was in conference here about 6 months ago. So really, is their country getting all so nervous about shooting off a nuclear weapon? Is he really a good guy because he perpetrates himself as being a very good leader and showing how the American government is being a dictatorship, trying to be a globalist and take over everybody? His information is correct on that, but is it an act? Is he part of a schedule to damn the United States? As far as, you know, we're the big bad guys, and he's putting on this showpiece so that the rest of the world says, yeah, let's take them down. And so they get the cooperation of everybody to help take the United States down. And again, here we have our huge armada of naval vessels in this little bay of water, of shallow water. Geez, they could take that whole vast array of naval vessels and just eliminate them. And so all of a sudden, where we supposedly have a lot of power because we have this huge fleet of armament, is just destroyed with one nuclear bomb or something, we'll be weak. Well, that's what they want us to think. The truth of the matter is, back in when Tesla was around, Tesla had a weapon of a particulate matter weapon. And you know who bought that? The Russians. He was trying to sell it to America. He was trying to sell it to England. He tried to sell it to France. Nobody wanted it. He had a particulate bombing mechanism that was could be used as a weapon. And they talk about Star Wars today. And again, he sold it to the Russians for $25,000. And that was back in World War One, World War Two times. They had the tsunami bomb, 1944. So is it really important that we have a Navy? They were killing a lot of the, and trying to make a lot of the Air Force people on Macquarie Air Force Base retire. They were given vaccinations for anthrax, which it killed six of the flight people, and so the rest of them refused to take it. And so all of a sudden they were put in the same agenda of not having money or whatever else. You refused the order, so we're gonna retire you early, or we're gonna fire you now because you refused to take the anthrax shot, even though you got six people laying dead on the floor. Is it really important? Have they been outsourced because they don't need those planes anymore? Are the Navy being outsourced because they're actually putting into a bay of area to where they can be destroyed and be used as a mechanism for starting World War III here? It is dangerous, dangerous times. When President Bush came on here this last time, we had several generals. Three generals got together and wrote a book. I didn't read the book, but I'm assuming that they're trying to warn us about what's going on here. We had a general, a part of the Naval Academy, that was, they said he created a suicide in the Navy, but bottom line is he was assassinated. We have other generals that left the system. We have an array of things going on in the big politics now. Sharon of Israel all of a sudden was assassinated or attempted assassinated. We don't even know if he's a dead or alive or thinking anymore. But where he was 100 and some miles away from the hospital, and Israel is known to having helicopters and jets and all that, they drove him across the desert to get him to the hospital after they poisoned him. And then they say, well, they don't know if he's alive or really alive. And then they give us this song and dance. And you got Rumsfeld is getting out of the business now. He's all of a sudden disappearing. You have President Bush buying land in Paraguay of hundreds of thousands of acres. You have the president of the Jewish community Congress or something, in which they attach the word Congress to their Jewish authority, for chasing down World War II villains, and he was in there for 28 years or 38 years or something, and all of a sudden he's stepping down. He's moving out of the area. There's others. I can't bring them to mind right at the moment, but the bottom line is they're getting ready for things to happen. We are creating a turmoil, and I hope we're not a weapon of creating civil war, because that's what they want us to do. They want us to have a huge civil war. The only one, they could beam us to where they could kill all of us, but then we'd all be laying around, and these globalists don't want to go around and see all of our skeletons. They want us to be picked up and buried and disposed of and everything cleaned up so the roads are all beautiful and everything's all good, so when they take over, they don't have to mess with us. So as long as we don't start shooting each other, we aren't going to allow that. So keep that in mind. If you're really getting angry and whatnot, find the other way. I know we can think a parking spot. We can think a solution here. We can think peace. We can think love. And we can think solutions other than war. Because I use the reference where I keep banging my head and I'm 50 years old. And when I was 50 years old, I finally decided that, you know what? I'm not going to bang my head under that car anymore when I go to fix it, or under that tractor when I go to fix it. Just because I'm busy and it's like you're looking and I'm having to get around where I can see, and next thing I bang my head again. It wasn't important for me not to bang my head. And finally, when I was 50 years old, I thought, I made a mental note in my mind that I wasn't going to bang my head anymore. And it's not that I haven't banged my head getting none of this equipment and whatnot looking, but I've done it one heck of a lot less. And it's just another stepping stone of growth. We have to grow to the point to where war isn't so a solution. We have to grow to the point to where greed isn't a solution. We have to grow to the point of revenge isn't a solution. We have to grow to the point to where we recognize spiritualism and love and positiveness are solutions. The positiveness of good thought is a solution. The action on that thought is a positive action. We have to start working on those kind of items to bring this about. We have to find the other way. We have to pray for the other way. This isn't a maybe. This is positive action. This is a solution. We've never been so far from God. And myself, as you grow up and you live things, once you live something, someone can tell you over and over and over again, you know, hey, kid, this you're going to learn, you know, and I can tell you and I can tell you, but you're not learning. You'll learn someday because you'll do it, and then you'll stop banging your finger or you'll start hitting your head. But until you hit your head and know what it is and have that positive experience to understand why to stop, I've had that positive experience of where I had a 10-ton bulldozer fall on me and I should have popped like a grape. But I've been out of my body three or four times in my life. I've seen my life flash in front of my eyes in a momentary instance. I know God exists. I know heaven exists. I know my soul is forever. I know I can speak from above and touch someone down here. I have witness of that, of the person I talked to. I've lived it. I know. And I know I can tell you I know. But you have to live it. And maybe that's one reason we're having to go through these end times. Because once you do live it, then in heart, you know. And you can make a change. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't very strong. I'm not one that I can say, okay, God, I have faith in you. I've had to be shown the experience of near death to where, God, I know, yeah, God's there. There's no question. When you have a close call, when you're in dire distress of knowing that you're about to die any second, you will talk to your maker. It's not a maybe. You will know him, even if you're atheist. You'll start talking to him. It's automatic. I don't know what else to bring to light on that, because as we talk about light and we talk about positiveness, we can teach it in school, we can show it. It is a function. And I'm hearing the music, so I'll hold off for a minute here. We'll be right back. This is the Deanne Verley Show on republicbroadcasting.org. See you on the other side.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, we're back. We're live on RBN, and we're here with my co-host, John Alastasis. John, are you there?
Yes, Diane. I'm still here.
Okay. I hear you. Your voice here, and you know, it's kind of long hours for us, but we, you know, are pretty much devoted to trying to get this information out to you. And again, we got so much stuff going on. You know, the situation with the mental health bill. You know that there are so many people over in Iraq right now that have mental health issues, and they are sending them back.
Well, if they're sending them back with triage, basically, still their arm, they can't wear their flak material because they've got a cast on their arm and it's across the front of their chest or whatever. I mean, this is unheard of. And again, just statistically speaking, of the Gulf War era, that nuclear sheet shows that there was 7,039 soldiers that were injured during the Gulf War eras. And yet over 500,000 are on disability, in which 347,000 are on total disability. And those are factual government numbers. Those aren't made up. And when it gets said and done, they're poisoning our young folk that are in the military because they don't want them to be functional to help come home and defend our own country, because our country will be under attack. It's not a maybe. This is being orchestrated. If you look at the 800 FEMA camps, and they're spending $400 million on more FEMA camps, as I've read to you that 1997 congressional letter from Mr. Sitzer, where it says the agenda of the U.S. military is now of civilian labor camps, civilian prison camps, and that is the policy of the U.S. Army now, as of 1997. And then you can go in and see the World Population Control by Henry Kissinger, and all the works that are going on. Now, this week, or last week there, I received a ZPG, which is a zero population growth, what do you want to call it, a flyer, to where they have this propaganda questionnaire, and it's all oriented that, oh, population is really terrible, and because of this, and don't you strongly agree, or don't you agree, and then you can go down to, no, I don't agree. But bottom line is, everything that was written preempting the questions and whatnot was the population, overpopulation is what's hurting us and controlling us, and it was a huge, huge misnomer of a lie. And so anyhow, I wrote big letters on it. Please call me, fool. You know, you're not educated. And I gave him a bunch of supporting information showing how that our trees dying at 2 foot in diameter is being created by the high air pollution and the toxicities that we don't have to have because we have free, clean energy. It's not a necessity that we have to worry about the overpopulation. If we use this energy sources and whatnot and lived our life in balance of nature, we could probably quadruple the population. We have some natural balancing factors coming at us right now. That Planet X isn't a maybe. We're going to have planetary devastation. And, you know, they didn't build, I believe it's 2 underground cities per state in this country, and there's other places around the world where the elite are preparing for this. They didn't prepare for this because they don't know what's coming at us. Some of these things that they've done, as far as President Bush saying, oh, I've got this 5-3-1 rule or whatever it is where I can do, you know, dictator control on everything. I want people to take that wall in their mind that they built this brick wall up, that rule 5-3-1 or whatever it is, and tear it down. The man is a terrorist. The Constitution says anybody being perpetrating, you know, corruption against this country from within or without, outside of the country, coming in, you know, threatening us for war or terrorism, or from within the boundaries of this country, it is our duty to take them down. These laws that they're making are from a terrorist organization. It's from nowhere else. They're illegal laws. When they have law, U.S. Title 50, Section 1520, designating that they can legally poison us as a citizen's population, the Department of Defense can do that against us, as we have the COINTELPRO, the covert activity against American citizens. These are terrorist laws. The law says that we're not supposed to be able to kill anybody. Well, then they're saying the law says it can. It's redundant in itself. It's a blind spot that they've been able to do in our country to where we just sit back and go, oh, well, that's the way it is. I hope I never get hit with that. And, you know, I get so irritated, and it's just like that U.S. Title 50, Section 1520 verifies chemtrails, and yet they don't talk about chemtrails. And it's like people, myself, I rarely go anywhere that I don't start talking to somebody in a grocery line or a line wherever, or I take some of my documentation with me and I flop it down on the table and say, have you ever read this? And, you know, the U.S. policy for the U.S. Army is civilian prison camps and labor camps. And I just throw these articles down in front of people. Have you ever seen this? The Nazi sign that's at the U.S. Naval Base in San Diego, California. So it says, just Google Earth. You can see that Nazi building that was built in 1946 as the naval headquarters of these Navy SEALs. That's not a maybe. There's some strange things going on. As I'm investigating the Nantucket and Philadelphia projects of time travel, they're real. They're not maybe. Time travel, as you have your life flash in front of you as a momentary instance when you're near death, how is that able to happen if you can't break through a barrier of the existence of soul? It's a different plane of existence. But in that point, there's a time factor that you can actually see your entire life in a split second. And I hear the music again, so we'll be right back again. This is Deanne Burley's show on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're a lost little girl. You're a lost little girl. You're lost, tell me who are you? Think that you know what to do.
Hope you can hear me or not. There we go. Okay, I guess Dan's still having phone problems here. All right, the situation of time travel is not a maybe. If you pull up the Philadelphia Project or the Nantucket Project, there's quite a bit of information out there. A lot of it isn't verifiable as far as unrelated information, but there is some documentation to where we have six or seven people testifying and giving documentaries on what is going on and what has been done. Stuff as strange as they're able to split your mind and put half your brain in one person and half your brain in another person, and they've got the name for the operation and what they can do that with. Now, why they would want to do that is beyond me, but as they do some crazy stuff, they found out that they have that ability so they can advance from that. They can take your soul and put it on a computer chip and transfer it into another body. This isn't a maybe. In fact, two of the people given the narration says that has happened to them. So anyhow, another thing with time travel, there's a couple other points. I'm repeating a little bit just for people that haven't listened to us before. In the book, The Mothman's Prophecies, they talk about in Spain they have a I'm trying to think what they described it as. Bottom line is they take children and they put them under hypnosis and they spin them around and they somehow it's in a celebration. And all of a sudden these children will be talking with spirits and you can see them talking to them and they'll be standing there for a couple of minutes and you can't see anybody. You can see them talking to somebody, But if you take a picture with a ghost camera, you can see that there's a spirit standing in front of them. And at the same time, when the child comes out, several things happen. Some of these children go nuts. They just lose it. They're destroyed for life mentally. Some children excel exceedingly fast. They advance mentally, and they step up the ladder real well. And one of the things that goes on with these children that we're talking to these souls say that they might have stood there for 2 minutes that we observed them standing there, but they could have told you that they talked to that person on the other plane for 2 days. And so here we have another indicator of where time is traveled on the transverse of the mechanism of another entity or another plane, and time isn't what it is here. Now, when they build the UFO mechanism, the U.S. patent number 6960975, it transverses time. It's a mechanism to transverse time. So if you have it's like anything. If you know you can go up, you know you can go down. It's that kind of simple. So now we know there's time. We can go one way. We never thought we could go the other way. We thought it was always locked in to go one way. And now we're finding out, no. We can speed it up. We can slow it down. And can we reverse it? Well, that 6960975 magnetic resonance of UFO mechanism, and there's more than one mechanism of a UFO. There's mercury vapor UFOs. There's that electromagnetism UFO. There's transient travel through the mind, which would be an alternate travel of, like a time warp mechanism. And so now you don't even need the physical vehicle. You're actually able to do it as of soul or as of mental capacity. And they all kind of interrelate. They're maybe not the same, but they're a mechanism of travel. And travel as not by walking or by vehicle, as we know. There'd be a vehicle of plane, by vehicle of electromagnetism. Another thing that touches on to time is, as in the historical writings in the Bible, as Moses went to the top of Mount Sinai to see God, he was there for a few hours, but he came down with a growth of beard and hair that was several months. We have a report of a Brazilian officer that was in the army. They were chasing down a UFO that landed, and he got within 100 yards of this mechanism for a brief momentary instance. And as he came out of there, the ship took off. And as he walked out of there, he was dazed, and he had a growth of beard about 2 weeks old. But he had just seen the flying saucer momentarily. And so we have, again, a definition that the dots add up to there's time travel. There's a definition of difference of time. Your entire life can flash in front of your eyes in a momentary split second, and you can conceive it. Not on this plane, but as you go on to the other plane of soul, you can think that quickly. You can conceive it. You can understand it. You can know everything from your life in the instance of a breath, less than a breath. That's hard to think. It's hard to really conceive that that's possible. But because you don't, you know, if you want to be a winner, if you want to fly with the eagles, you got to fly with the eagles. You got to compare yourself to the upper gambit of abilities. If you don't ever conceive that you're able to do that, you'll never get there. You got to open that door in your mind that that's possible. As the children in Japan were instructed across the television on how to levitate and bend metal, and some of them could actually take a piece of wire the size of a welding rod and make it a bow tie with their mind while it was in a vacuum tube. These things are doable. There's 300-some thousand children responded to a one-hour instruction of how to bend metal and were able to do it because nobody had ever told them that they couldn't. It's that easy. It's that clear. prayer is very powerful. Prayer is very strong, with the confidence of knowing that you can. We can turn this around. We don't have to do it by war. We don't have to do it by vengeance. We can make this better world. We have just got to build in our mind the idea that we can do that. Now, following up, kind of mixing things together here, following up on that time travel and the Nantucket and Philadelphia projects, there's two gentlemen that jumped off the ship, the Philadelphia, as it was going awry, and they thought they were going to hit the water and swim to shore, and they got caught in a time warp. And they were shot into the future, like 2,173. And they were talking that at that time, there was towers that were thousands of stories high that were living quarters, but they were electromagnetically maintained. They weren't a structure to where one structure sat on top of the other structure. They were, but they were independent so that they could actually be picked up and flown and moved. So you could actually move for climate, you could move for resources, you could move for different things. But it was actually a multi-tiered building that was basically a spacecraft in essence. But that's what existed there, and a lot of things ran by computer. I'm not happy to hear about that, but at the same time, it's probably quite realistic. A lot of things today run because of computer, and a lot of things are easier for us because of the computer system. But again, I want to be careful of that because I'm kind of from the old school, and as you can take different tools and do the task easier, a lot of times I take the old-fashioned wrench and I'll muscle myself to take a 10-wheeler tire off or something. I'll muscle the entire job. And the reason I muscle that entire job is there's sometimes there's not an easy way to do some of the things that we do as far as like changing a pumpkin in the rear end of a truck or a motor, or you've got to pull a nut and get the thing loose where you can't get an impact wrench on it. So you've got to do it with the muscle that you have. And if you don't develop that muscle by muscling yourself once in a while, you lose it. And so as we're using computers and we don't think about how we fix things, all we do is, well, that's the computer does that. We don't have an answer. We make ourselves stupid or simple. And so we need to address those issues of muscling ourselves a little bit mentally, muscling ourselves a little bit physically. We need to maintain good balance in ourselves, so that we don't get sloppy and lazy and forget how to take care of ourselves, so when things finally do break down after they've been running so good for so long, that we don't have a solution to fix. We don't have a capability to fix because we're too weak or we're too simple in the mind. We didn't maintain our base of thought, our base of education. We got lazy. And so those are some of the things that I'm seeing from the future aspects of some of the things going on. Michael Gordon Scalion is a futurist, and he talks about the Martian. There was two forms of Martians, and one story he talks about is that they got so advanced that they were traveling to other space-time areas, and their world was being invaded by some of these other areas. And so to protect themselves, they put up these satellite mechanisms that defended their world. But in doing such, it shut them off from being able to travel. They couldn't travel out, but the other elements couldn't travel in. And but they were built very well, and over millions and billions of years or whatever, they forgot how to work on them, but they were still functional. But then the population got antsy. The young people wanted to travel. They wanted to do things because they just don't. They had done all they could do, and they were needed an area for growth. And so as they wanted to grow, they started to try to leave, and their safety mechanism of defenses started destroying the world itself. And that's how he says their world was destroyed, was by their own mechanism of a defense system that they had forgotten how it was built or how it even operated. But because times had changed and the people demanded change, demanded more excitement, it destroyed their own nation, their own existence of a community. So we need to be careful about things like that and think about things like that. Just recently, I've sent out a foil to where the FOIL is a request for our local authorities, and I've sent it to everybody that I can think of, requesting the answer to the U.S. Title 50, Section 1520, where it says that the local authorities are notified if the DO, Department of Defense, wants to poison the American citizens through chemtrails or whatever other mechanism, that our local authorities are notified. So I'm asking the local authorities if they've been notified. And I'm giving them all the information that verifies that we've been poisoned through bioweaponry and all, many things. And that if they weren't notified, someone's violated the law. Well, kind of redundant and stupid if you think about it, because they're killing us, but they didn't notify us. Well, geez, should we get mad about that? Should have been mad a long time ago. So anyways, I'm sending this FOIL out. I put a copy sheet in which I call historical review. And the historical review is a situation of, I point out World War II and how the Germans, number one, killed the gypsies. Number two, they killed a lot of their opposing party. Number three, four and five, they killed like the Protestants and the Methodists or whatever else. And then the last, they killed the Jews. The definition of the finalization is this, is the Germans killed the Germans. 80% of the German housing was destroyed at the end of World War II. 80% of the German factories were intact. Now, the Germans killing Germans probably thought they were going to be pretty strong because they were knocking out their competition, per se, and that they would have a little better life or they would be safe. Well, at the end of the war, with 80% of the housing knocked out, the 20% of housing that was left over must have been under pretty good competition. It must have had a little bit of roughness to it. It definitely had despair outside of it. Is that something we want for our country? Is that something to where our policing agencies and our military and our powers to be that are controlling us to shut this country down and this world down, is that something that really is going to be fun to see, a real good solution? Or is it fanatical and destructive to yourself even? You can label it ZPG of the zero population growth. You can say, you can blame it on population over population that's doing a lot of these things, when the truth of the matter is it's the non-use of our sciences, the greed, the control of power, the lies, the manipulation of control that's doing a lot of this. It's not the overpopulation. The fact of the matter of soul, you violating, all of us are part of God. The physicists, the scientists have all proven it. It's not a maybe. Our DNA all goes back to a one single entity. There's a German a book out there by Claude Swanson who has several comparisons of like military people are asked about extraterrestrials and all this, and the comment is if you don't know about spirits and whatnot, you haven't done your homework. You're ignorant. In the book and information of the Philadelphia Mantauk projects, the couple of gentlemen that are narrating that were top-of-the-line physicists out of MIT, Yale, and Harvard, Princeton. They got their education. They're young people. They think they know it all. And when they got said and done and they found out about the Mantauk Project and the Philadelphia Project and got involved with it, and they found out that they, geez, why do we even go to school? Because what's really out here is so much more than what we ever learned in school. Why did I waste my time in school? And yet, when they got out of school, because of physicists and whatnot, they thought they knew it all. And then they found out they really knew about nothing. So how far do these people at WTO know about spiritualism? Because they don't practice it, they don't know it. Even it's just as time. You can speed it up, you can slow it down, you can reverse it. They don't know about spiritualism. They don't know that they're damning their karma by damning God's people. and I hear the music again, and we'll be back. This is the Dan Brilli Show on republicbroadcasting.org. I'm John, your host, speaking. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, and this is John hosting the Dan Brilli Show on republicbroadcasting.org. Getting back to what I was talking about, I sent a FOIL out asking information if the local authorities knew that the government was poisoning us. And in that, I attached a sheet called Historical Review. And I'm building off from that, in which I'm trying to find the other way of having the people in the power to be that are destroying this world and destroying this country understand that they're putting themselves in a point of distress and threat and their own destruction. As we're all part of God, and again, as I point out, that the physicists and scientists know this hands down scientifically, spiritual people know this down, especially people like myself that have left our bodies and have seen the other side, we know hands down that your spirit is forever and that there is responsibility for life. We're in a point of growth. When we're here on Earth, it's where we grow. The Brotherhood of Richard Kininger has promoted this information also. And so anyhow, in my historical review, I point out how we've replicated Germany. And if 80% of the housing has been destroyed, these people that helped destroy Germany and Germans killed Germans, a lot of them were killed in the end. And it only 20% of the housing left over, that 20% of housing must have been impinged upon greatly with 80% of the population knocking at its door, with trying to rebirth that country. You wouldn't be able to maintain that 20% of that housing very well. There's things that practicality would impinge upon you to where you wouldn't have, because the rest have been devastated. Life is very surviving. Even though their houses were destroyed, people were living in rail cars or wherever they had to. They lived on. You just don't die because you don't have tomorrow. It may not be very pleasant, but you will survive a lot of times, and you will find out, and you will grow, and you will know what it is to live. Sometimes hard times are better times. They make you appreciate life. But in the interim of this, right now, we don't have to do this. We don't have to destroy this planet. The Lemurian Empire went through, I think it was 50,000 years. And so they lived through a lot of these 3,600-year cycles of this Planet X coming by. They survived it. They built above it. They didn't have to be destroyed. As we're being taught now by the Georgia Guidestones, that they want a 500 million population, and that's what's going to sustain this sustainable community and better earth, is a lie. As they impinge upon their spiritualism of karma, karmic debt, they impinge upon themselves of survival. There's a reason why a car hits you. There's a reason why you're driving your car down the road and you hit a deer. It didn't just happen. It's not a momentary instance. It's a teaching mechanism, or it's a karmic mechanism. And I hear the music, so we'll be right back. Again, it's John hosting the Deanne Burley Show on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
With three.